ඊළඟට ඩොක්ටර් හර්ෂිත සිල්වා ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමා ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 6ක කාලයක් තිබෙනවා.
Thank you honorable chair. We support the resolution for the agreement between the Democratic Socialist Republic of Sri Lanka and the United Arab Emirates on the promotion and reciprocal protection of investments. This is the 29th such agreement. We have done 28 before. So we hope that this would help improve investments from the United Arab Emirates to Sri Lanka. But there is a much more urgent matter brewing in the Middle East. And even the United Arab Emirates have already suggested that if Israel continues to go ahead with their plan to occupy the land of the Palestinians, that they will cross a red line and will damage the spirit of the Abraham Agreement, which normalized the relationship with the two countries. Mr. Chairman, the world watches in horror as the humanitarian catastrophe of unprecedented scale unfolds in the Gaza Strip. This is a profound human tragedy that tests the moral fiber of every nation, and it demands that Sri Lanka not only affirm its principles but also act upon them. Our nation has a proud history of solidarity with the Palestinian cause, a relationship rooted in our non-aligned foreign policy and shared experiences. The current government's cautious posture represents a retreat from this principal legacy, and our task is to urge them to return to decisive action. Mr. Chairman, the demographics of Gaza, the West Bank and East Jerusalem, the three key occupied territories that were on the Middle East map before 7 October 2023, are being fast altered for nearly 2 years to today. It is brutally evident that the new facts are being created on the ground through a deadly combination of political, military, ideology-based strategies, which have snuffed out the innocent lives of more than 60,000 people and displaced over 2 million, half of them children. The aggressors have now begun to target Palestinian people in other areas of the occupied territory as well. No decent, democratic, conscientious nation or people can be reticent or worse, collusive over these violent catastrophes that the world witnesses with shattered hearts day in and day out. Fundamental premise that should have ideally underpinned a reasonably negotiated political settlement to the Palestinian question since 1948 Nakba. What it means is the forced displacement and dispossession of Palestinians have now been turned on their head. The right to return of refugees of the Nakba era and their descendants has been effectively throttled. Under international law, it is a right that should be fostered and facilitated. Rather, the reality today is that far more ominous, more and more Palestinians risk expulsion or evacuation from their territories. Contrary to the principles of international humanitarian law, food, medicines and other essentials to a hungry, desperate and often bleeding population is not just denied but actively blocked. We are now witnessing the expeditious undoing of all the principles and norms that would have made the long yearned for two-state solution an ultimate reality. Historical revisionism continues to persist so defiantly in its political, military and socio-economic aspects, aided by active political and economic support, encouragement and even military assistance from a handful of powerful nations. Sri Lanka recognized the state of Palestine as far back as 1989. Consequently, the Palestinian diplomatic representation in Colombo is recognized as the embassy of the state of Palestine in terms of the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations. It is a national responsibility to assert that recognition on every platform, regional and international, as well as bilateral and multilateral. Not doing it as assiduously as such state recognition entails, or behaving in a manner that chips away at the core of the recognition, means that the government doesn't care if the state so recognized exists or goes off the face of the earth. It is not just a treachery committed against the Palestinian people, but an imprimatur of approval for the ongoing anti-Palestine abolitionist project, which, if successful, would undoubtedly have wider ramifications for regional security and stability, including Sri Lanka. As representatives of people, should ensure that the Palestinian people are not denied their due place and all attempts to reduce them to subhuman are frustrated. Mr. Chairman, the United Nations is marking its 80th anniversary this year. The General Assembly, which begins its 80th session today, would be a platform for countries to celebrate the legacy of the UN and lament its manifold limitations as well. Mr. Chairman, nothing in recent times has exposed the depths of the UN Security Council's inefficiency and unresponsiveness as much as the Gaza situation has done. It is important that the special gathering of world leaders should reaffirm the right of the Palestinian people to self-determination, which means more than just mere expression of a two-state solution, but the actual realization of a state for Palestinians in peaceful coexistence with its neighbors. It is high time that the government of Sri Lanka call a spade, and directly and unequivocally call for the end of occupation and catastrophic military onslaughts and illegal settlement activities. However, at no point can the terrorist actions of Hamas be condoned. They must not be allowed to use the innocent people of Gaza to meet their own objectives. As we all know, it is the killing of some 1,200 Israelis and the taking of 250 hostages on 7 October 2023 by Hamas that set off this massive Israeli offensive. The sad truth, Mr. Chairman, is that it is the innocent on both sides who have and are paying with their lives for terrorism on both sides. Mr. Chairman, it is a moment for Sri Lanka to rise to a moral responsibility, to honor our legacy, and to join the growing chorus of nations that choose justice over expediency. Thank you very much.